don't look any older to me. Then again, my eyes are completely covered by hair. And to tell you the truth, I can't see sh**.
I don't like that. Yeah.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is John Clower with a properly functioning machine this time for a slightly abbreviated version of the John Zone. I do have a band rehearsal coming up in about an hour, hour and a half or so. But because last week really fell over, I thought I would at least come on for a little bit and goof off with you all. And that's what we're going to do. It is what I call the John Zuh, because it's not a full broadcast. But what I might do, I might go find some old random archive from Venison or something to just throw up at the end, because I kind of like listening to the tail end of those random shows when I get back from band practice. So we'll see what we can do. There is a birthday. In addition to last week being HKC Radio's re-birthday, it's also Joseph Lee has a birthday today, so happy birthday. We're going to do a bit of a double dedication, both to the relaunch of HKC Radio about a week ago, 2 years ago, and then, of course, Joseph Lee having a birthday, so I'll have to go find something involving belching, because that's just what we do here on the John Zone. If you do want to get in touch with the broadcast, you can send me a text at 1-833-452-4452, or through a message on ye old Mastodon at radio@hkc.social. I think that's what it is, or is it the other way around? You think by now I would know that, but well, tell you what, do both. See which one works. It'll be a goofy, random set of events tonight here on the John Zone on HKC Radio.
Coming up next, it's the John Zone. Except that it's on already. Darn.
Here's a song I meant to play last week.
We celebrate your birthday, even if you don't. Be glad you're getting older, cause when you're dead you won't. So happy, happy birthday from everyone you know. And now we light the candles and birthday for
to apologize for the constant repetition in the show. The BBC would like to apologize for the constant repetition in the show.
That wasn't very good.
Oh, that wasn't very good. But that was 2006, and I like to think that my skills have improved since then. But this is the John Zone. That was a random little birthday tune, and for those that are really curious, that was Hey Birthday Boy by Insane Ian. And because I'm a stickler for detail, you can actually find that particular track on the Funny Music Project Volume 31, released way back in 2012. Shows how long I've been buying that crap. So, we are doing a double birthday, as it were. Mine's about a month away. That's where that little intro actually came from. Some sort of a birthday card someone got me, and Steven. Must have been 2006 or 2007-ish, and we just thought it was funny. So, That's one thing I think most families do is novelty birthday cards, because it's just entertaining. And anything that involves profanity or bodily functions, so much the better. In fact, in the spirit of bodily functions, we shall give them an applause. Normally, during the John Zone, we've several popular co-hosts, which everyone just can't get enough of. The first one is, of course, our coffee, which we do have. It is reheated. The other one is the washing machine, and unfortunately, the washing machine is not turned on. And that's mainly because I won't be here long enough to actually do a load of laundry. Because we do multitasking here on the Johnzo. We like to clean and goof off at the same time. And that just makes it more fun. And if you would like to send something into the broadcast, just let me know what you would like me to play. It will be random, no matter what. I guess really the more random the better, but you can send me a text at 1-833-452-4452, or a, what do they call them, toots? How do you say that with a straight face? On the HKC Radio Mastodon. And I did have it correct, it was radio at hkc.social. So, tell you what, let's give me another round of applause, because I'm very self-gratifying that way. housekeeping, the next 2 weeks I actually will not be here. I will be back in the States again for about 10 days. So, for those that are dedicated to listening to the John Zone every week, you'll have to wait a few. I'll have to be... That actually might be my birthday week, now that I think about it, or close enough to it. So, I won't be able to be on, but I'll probably bring back some sort of random recording from going stateside, which feels very bizarre because I was just there last month, but just the way travel schedules worked out, this is more or less how it's got to be. But I think this will be my last trip to America, probably till the end of next year, so we're going to make it count. We're going to have some fun, and once upon a time, I think I did do some shows from remote locations, and at some point I'll do that again, but I haven't really figured out a good interface with my new machine to make that work. And that's one more thing I've got to bring into a suitcase, and I just don't have time for that. Now, in the interest of this being an hour-long broadcast, unless the drummer's late, just give me a lift at the top of the hour, we'll jump into some random things, and because I wasn't aware that it was Josalie's birthday today, I'm going to play what I had planned, but I think I'll find a few things that are appropriate, and we'll just leave it at that. And for anyone who is a long-time listener to either the John Zone or Blart Radio, you probably have an idea what might be coming, but that's okay. I'll see if I can still do something that's unexpected. And momentarily, we're going to let someone else into the John Zone Studios, that being our other co-host, the dog, because someone's scratching at the door. So let's get over here as I narrate what I'm doing, which doesn't make any sense. Okay, actually, let's... We'll do this one, because this is one I don't think I've ever played before. And then we'll get the dog in here. Right here, on the John Zone, on HKC Radio.
Say, whatever happened to the great DJs? Johnny, where are you now? Oh, Johnny, I remember how you used to talk to me. Come back, Johnny. Oh, Johnny, please. I need you so. Look what they've done to the airwaves. Oh, oh.
You're tuned in to the John Zone. Here on HKC Radio.
How could we say goodbye?
happy, happy birthday, baby. Although you're with somebody new, thought I'd drop a line to say that I wish this happy day would find me beside you. Oh, happy, happy birthday, baby. No, I can't call you my baby. Oh, seems like years ago we met on a day I can't forget, 'cause that's when we fell in love.
Do you remember the names we had for each other?
My darling, you were my
pretty,
pretty one.
Baby,
baby.
How could we say goodbye?
Hope I didn't spoil your birthday. Oh, I'm not acting like a baby. So I'll close this note to you with good luck and wishes too. Happy, happy birthday, baby. Hope I didn't spoil your birthday. Oh, I'm not acting like a baby. So I'll close this note to you with good luck and wishes too. Happy, happy birthday, baby.
Tuned in to the one program where something's always bound to blow up.
You're listening to the John Zone.
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 Fire in the hole! Somehow I got blowed out by the explosion. That hurt. Ow.
All know the song. Sing along if you know the words.
It's a gas!
It's the only words. You're a little offbeat there. Oh, still, you gotta work on the timing.
We'll be right back.
listening to the John Zone.
That's our little Alfred E. Newman, and excellent ears there, catching the Android sisters in that ID. And I'm not actually all that familiar with the program or sort of the world around it. The way that happened was about 16 years ago, the late and the great Venison 88 played a song of theirs. I think it was on the Deformed, not Deformed Farm, but now I've got to go play it now that I've said it. Was it Down on the Electric Farm or something like that? And I just had a couple Jack Daniels. And basically, I drunk bought the Android Sisters' greatest hits. and at some point, that particular tune came up, and I thought, oh, I could probably make this into some sort of a stupid ID. And I did. And it was good. Well, it was good, but it was okay. It had my name in it, so, you know, gotta have some fun with that. Now, before that, we had the Four Seasons and their cover of Happy Birthday Baby, which was taken from the Ain't That a Shame album. That would have been from 1963. Not a bad cover. Actually, I've not listened to that all the way through. I do like Frankie Valli, mainly because when I listen to the group, I can practice my vocal range, and that's fun to do. It's not quite what it was when I was a young, sprightly 25, but it works well enough. That's the fun thing with doing these band practices. I get to jump all over the place, which is good. Apparently, Joe's Lee was able to catch all of the burps, and yes, not that Steven's listening, but his pre-recorded burp, I couldn't quite, I got it right once. Because there's about quarter of a second delay when I press it and when it actually comes out over the air. So, it's an art form of timing up gas and other sound effects with drum beats. But to be honest, that's why I do this show. It's for stuff like that. So, yeah, again, my apologies for those who are able to listen tonight that it is a shorter show, but it was either an hour-long one or nothing, so. That's right, yeah, Ruby, I think Derek was a huge, huge fan of theirs, and I know played some of their bits. I think it's one of those shows, I need to catch it from the beginning, I'm sure that's around somewhere. And the Android Sisters was like a fictional band. And because that's my only frame of reference is just the Android Sisters, that's why it's I'm having to sort of work backwards. But yes, any degree of weirdness, I'm all for it. But it fit right into the sort of shows that Venison would do back in the day. And that's why I heard it. So now, when I went on my big Amazon digital music binge, which is still ongoing, really, I was very disappointed that none of the Android Sisters material is actually there, so. Okay, there's a ZBS.org website. Okay. Well, the funny thing is, I'm pulling down a few other things to bring along on the plane when I fly over to California, and I'd like to grab that. That's sort of when you can listen to that sort of thing, is when you... You gotta sit in one spot for 14, 15 hours. I've been very terrible about getting into any sort of pop culture phenomenon now because I'm just too tired. As my uncle used to say, Dad is tired. And I do need to take frequent naps, or I wish that I could. So I do appreciate you both being along, and for anyone else that is tuned in and just isn't running in, that's all right as well. I think we're going to keep on going. See if I can find a few other things. Actually, there's something else I need to play immediately. And it's kind of appropriate. Because while it's the middle of summer, where you guys are, and I know that no one is probably doing anything like this in the States, they are doing some of this here. And it's Christmas in July. So I'm going to go play my favorite of Stephen's belching Christmas carols. just because I, well, there's a part on it towards the end that makes me laugh every single time. And if memory serves me correctly, this thing is, it's over 15 years old. So we're going to give you all a little bit of holiday cheer a few months early. But it feels like Christmas down here because it's 50 degrees outside. And I'm sitting here in the garage with a sweatshirt on. And a long sleeve shirt. And I'm too lazy to turn on this heater that's right next to me. Why? Because I'm from Texas. So with that said, I leave you all to the... I was about to say the late and great. He's not late. I like my rhyming. Belcher McGuess. Coming up next, right here, on The John Zone, on HKC Radio.
You're listening to John Clower, here, on The John Zone.
Okay, it's the standard grandpa drill. Everybody into the cellar.
Dashing through the snow on a one-horse open sleigh, over the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtails ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. Oh,
jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Dashing through the snow on a one-horse open sleigh, over the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtails ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Scrubbing the toilet.
HKC Radio from TuneIn.
You know that they've been conducting experiments in laboratories recently with cloning and DNA. In fact, they are able to clone in, to program in certain deformities into animals so that they can experiment on them and possibly find a cure for these ailments. And they developed a frog with no head just before Christmas. It'll probably get elected to Congress. And they'll come up with some other really strange creatures. Now, they have to have somewhere to keep these animals. They can't just keep them in the lab for obvious reasons. So an old farmer, famous in folk song, came out of retirement, offered the use of his farm and his services to keep these animals. His name?
Farmer in the Dell.
Not Farmer in the Dell.
Old MacDonald.
Old MacDonald. Old MacDonald had a deformed farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on that farm he had a lisping snake, E-I-E-I-O. With a hith hith here and a hith hith there, here a hith, there a hith, everywhere a hith hith. Old MacDonald had a deformed farm, E-I-E-I-O. Now old MacDonald had a deformed farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on that farm he had a hare-lipped dog, E-I-E-I-O. With a mark mark here and a mark mark there, here a mark, there a mark, everywhere mark mark, hith hith here, hith hith there, here a hith, there a hith, everywhere a hith hith. Old MacDonald had a deformed farm, E-I-E-I-O. Now old MacDonald had a deformed farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on that farm he had a stuttering cow, E-I-E-I-O. With a moo-moo here and a moo-moo there, here a moo, there a moo, everywhere a mark-mark here, mark-mark there, here a mark, there a mark, everywhere mark-mark, hit-hit here, hit-hit there, here a hit, there a hit, everywhere a hit-hit. Old MacDonald had a deformed farm, E-I-E-I-O. Old MacDonald had a deformed farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on that farm he had a dyslexic sheep, E-I-E-I-O. With an ab-ab here and an ab-ab there, here an ab, there an ab, everywhere an ab-ab. Im-im-im-im-im, moo-moo here, moo-moo there, here a moo, there a moo, everywhere a marf-marf here, marf-marf there, here a marf, there a marf, everywhere mark mark, hit hit here, hit hit there, here a hit, there a hit, everywhere a hit hit. Old MacDonald had a deformed farm, E-I-E-I-O. Old MacDonald had a deformed farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on that farm he had a narcoleptic pig, E-I-E-I-O. With a here and a there, here a there, a, everywhere a ab-ab here, ab-ab there, here an ab, there an ab, everywhere an ab-ab. Im-im-im-im-im, moo-moo here, moo-moo-moo there, here a moo, there a moo, everywhere a mark-mark here, mark-mark there, here a mark, there a mark, everywhere mark-mark. Hit-hit here, hit-hit there, here a hit, there a hit, everywhere a hit-hit. Old MacDonald had a deformed farm, E-I-E-I-O. Old MacDonald had a deformed farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on that farm he had a Tourette syndrome chicken, E-I-E-I-O. With a buck buck here and a buck buck there, here a buck, there a buck, sh- buck. Here, there, here, there, everywhere. Ab ab here, ab ab there, here an ab, there an ab, everywhere an ab ab. Me, moo moo here. Moo moo there, here a moo, there a moo, everywhere a marf marf here, marf marf there, here a marf, there a marf, everywhere marf marf. Hith hith here, hith hith there, here a hith, there a hith, everywhere a hith hith. Old MacDonald had a deformed farm, E-I-E-I-O. Old MacDonald had a deformed farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on that farm he had a perverted frog, E-I-E-I-O. With a rubbit rubbit here and a rubbit rubbit there, here a rubbit, there a rubbit, everywhere a rubbit rubbit. Muck muck here, muck muck there, here a buck, there a buck, sh- tuck. Here, there, here, there, everywhere a ab ab here, ab ab there, here an ab, there an ab, everywhere an ab ab. Marf marf here, marf marf there, here a marf, there a marf, everywhere marf marf. Hiss hiss here, hiss hiss there, here a hiss, there a hiss, everywhere a hiss hiss. Old MacDonald had a deformed farm, E-I-E-I-O. Now old MacDonald had a deformed farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on that farm he had a drug-dealing duck, E-I-E-I-O. With a crack crack here and a crack crack there, here a crack, there a crack, everywhere crack crack. Rub it here, rub it there, here a rub it, there a rub it, everywhere rub it, buck buck here, buck buck there, here a buck, there a buck, buck here, there, here, there, everywhere. ab, ab here, ab, ab there, here an ab, there an ab, everywhere an ab, ab. Me, moo, moo here, moo, moo there, here up, moo, there up, moo, everywhere up, marp, marp here, marp, marp there, here a marp, there a marp, everywhere, marp, marp, hiss, hiss here, hiss, hiss there, here a hiss, there a hiss, everywhere a hiss, hiss. Old MacDonald had a deformed farm. E-I-E-I-O.
Yay!
It's time for some commercial breaks.
This Christmas, give the kind of thoughtful remembrance that will make the whole family kiss your butt. For Junior, there's Beavis and Butthead's TV Talker. Put it on your TV and use your remote control. Sis will love for Hollywood's Beavis and Butthead's Guide to Making It in the Movie Biz. With aftershave for Dad and butt wipe for Mom, you can wish the whole family a Merry Beavis and Butthead Christmas. Oh.
Happy holiday.
Happy holiday.
Coming this Christmas, it's the stocking stuffer no one wants to get. Brian's greatest hits.
Happy holidays from all us and all you from TBRN, Technofrag Radio, and HKCRadio.com. So I want to wish you guys a Merry Christmas and happy holidays, and my Bob, y'all. The Eagle wants to say
hello. Yes, you get these and boy, many, many more.
Christmas. Well, humbug. But I'd like to say have an evil happy holidays and evil Merry Christmas. Bro, humbug. Oh, I hate Christmas, so I'm going to take you back now to Brian so he can wish you a nice Merry Christmas.
This and all of Brian's heavy, heavy hits on four compact discs.
Joe, tell me like Christmas.
You get it today.
Bro, humbug. Goodbye.
Presenting TGI Friday's special mouth-watering Christmas appetizer.
Hmm?
The Holiday Sampler Platter.
Mmm, platter.
Spicy, tangy buffalo wings.
Mmm, buffalo.
Fried mozzarella and loaded potato skins.
Oh.
Bring the family and friends.
Who cares about them? Give me!
Christmas at TGI Friday's. Everyone looks forward to Friday's. Offer not available to cartoon characters.
No!
We now return to... whatever.
Josalie had commented that there was a commercial playing from TuneIn during that last track, and it was ironic because I actually had those commercials already queued up, so there's three more. That's right, we will sell out happily here on The John Zone on HKC Radio. But for those that are writing down every single song I play, that's weird for one, but if for some reason you were, I've gotten a little OCD about doing that. But we started off with Jingle Belch from my brother. And I forget the year. I think it was 2006, 7, or 8. I should know that, but I don't. And then after that, we had one of Seamus Kennedy's best bits. He's got a lot of them, but that's a very good one. Old MacDonald's Deformed Farm. I believe it was from the By Popular Demand album. Nope, actually wasn't. This one was Let the Music Take You Home. So there you go. Shows how long it's been since I played it. And the reason why I played those three Christmas commercials, well, two of them, is that the backing track used in both the Beavis and Butthead commercial and The Simpsons sounded very similar. So I thought I would play that. And just because I mentioned Venison had to play that one, and I always mention this because... what happened was Brian sent Venison a file to play during a show, and that was the file. And then while he was playing it, I sent him these random messages, and he started reading them out, and that was sort of the premise. So he did all of that live, and he made it work really well. So, and we've got Puddles over here at the door trying to get back in again, so we'll have to let him in momentarily. Until we do, though, we can have him in pre-recorded form. I've got a lot of I've got puddles from 2013, puddles from 2018. Just these little clips are just sitting here in the carts folder. So let's go with 2021. Let's see if he sounds any different. So here's 2021. Okay. Now we're going to see how he sounds in 2023. Okay, that's enough of that. Oh, and this is how I was able to do 60-hour shows or 40-hour shows, whatever it was, because I find entertainment from really, really random things. But again, in being conscious of the time and the lack thereof, anyways, we'll jump back into some more birthday-related tracks here. I'll see if I can find some more things about belching. Now, you might be able to hear a dog in the background now. That's not Puddles. That's a dog across the street who loves to bark at all hours of the day, especially the nighttime ones. That's okay. That's what dogs do. They're just they're defending their territory. And probably marking it a fair bit as well. So let's see what we can do here. Let's do this one. And given the ongoing international controversies of certain conflicts, I'm tempted to see if, I don't know if I needed to retire this character. Probably not. There's a few of them that are politically incorrect, and I'm not touching them because I'm... You know, it's all in good fun. Unless I get sued. If I get sued, then I'll change my tune. But I just like playing this ID. It's fun to do the voice, too. So, some more birthday tracks for Josely and for HKC Radio. Coming up next on The Jones Zone on HKC Radio.
Hello, this is Ivan Danovich. I'm just checking in to make sure you are enjoying this wonderful show.
Yeah, I am. There's a lot of good material, and the host is good, and the music's good, and I'm really having a good time.
Oh, good, good. You will continue to listen to show till end?
Well, there's actually a few things around the house I need to do,
Perhaps I did not make myself clear. You listen to show till end?
You know, it can wait. It can wait till later.
Good, good. You make Yvonne very happy.
Hi there. I'm Bob, and all of us from Sesame Street want to thank you for inviting us to your party.
Yeah, right.
And to start off the party, each one of us wants to wish you a happy birthday in our own special way. So, who wants to go first?
Me go first! Me wants to go first!
Okay, Cookie Monster, you can go first.
Oh, good, Bob. Me have wonderful birthday wish. Here me go! Me wish for you a special treat. Happy birthday! Yeah! Me wish for you lots of cookies to eat. Happy birthday! Me wish you lots and lots and lots of cookies to eat. Ah. Happy birthday to you from Sesame Street. Bob, you sing now.
Okay, I'll do one, Cookie.
What do you wish for?
Well, listen, I wish for you a sunny day. Happy birthday.
That's nice.
And a song to sing along your way. Happy birthday. Sunny day and a song on the way.
And lots and lots and lots of cookie to eat. Sing with me, Bob.
Okay, Cookie.
Happy birthday to you from Sesame Street. Who sing now?
How about Ernie and Bert?
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Oh, okay, you first, Ernie.
No, Bert, you go ahead.
Oh, let's see. What do I do here? Oh, I know. I wish for you the best of luck. Happy birthday.
Oh, that's a nice wish, Bert.
And I wish you a cute little rubber duck. Happy birthday.
That's good too, Ernie.
The best of luck.
And a rubber duck.
A sunny day and a song on the way.
And lots and lots and lots of cookie to eat.
Okay.
Happy birthday to you from Sesame Street.
Okay, who's gonna go next?
Hey, David, why don't you go now?
Okay, I'll go. I wish you love, I wish you joy, happy birthday.
How about you, Oscar?
Okay. I wish for you a broken toy, happy birthday.
Oh, Oscar, that's terrible.
Love and joy.
And a broken toy.
The best of luck.
And a rubber duck.
A sunny day and a song on your way.
And lots and lots and lots of cookies to eat, everybody.
Happy birthday to you from Sesame Street.
All right, who's next?
I haven't gone yet.
Well, I guess you're the only one that hasn't gone, Maria, so why don't you go next, okay?
Hey, and I haven't had my turn either.
Oh, I'm sorry, Big Bird. You follow Maria then.
I wish for you a special friend. Happy birthday. Now you, Big Bird.
I wish you birdseed without end. Happy birthday.
A special friend.
And birdseed without end.
Love and joy.
And a broken toy.
The best of luck.
And a rubber duck.
Sunny day and a song on the way.
And lots and lots and lots of cookies to eat. Everybody say,
happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Cookie.
From Sesame Street.
Boy, I really like that song.
Oh, that was nice.
Yeah, that was fun.
That's a great idea. Hello, everybody.
This is going to be a great birthday party.
You're tuned in to John Clower. But who is this John?
This thing may or may not be human.
That's what he thinks.
I think it is a man. The eyes had a glimmer of human intelligence.
Really? Glimmer in the eyes. What about the sloping ape-like forehead?
John Clower.
Inspired visionary or big, stupid, lucky, dumb guy? Only time will tell.
Little Stevie Wonder here on the John Zone.
Not have a day that would, he said, a
begin. We know there's nothing to win, but I'm still holding in.
The host of this program would like you to know that while this show does seek to be a bastion of civility and respect, there may occasionally be content which features some coarse language.
Boobs!
Tiny!
Mitten!
The staff of this radio station understands that you may find this language offensive. If you have at any time been offended by content featured in this program, you can file a complaint by visiting Thank you.
The Association here on the John Zone.
Night is cried, or dew drops in the crest. The dark has passed, and now it's morning, a birthday morning. Now the dawn is waking in her hands, a wedding plans of ribs and apples. Find the love way this happy birthday. Got the feel of sunrise in her hair. God unwinds her halo to the stairway to the moon. Just for this morning, a birthday morning.
Bless the morning. like the association. It's a good stuff. And now with a very relevant word of advice, we have Red Green coming up next on the John Zone on HKC Radio.
Any day now, you'll be shaving or scraping chunks of pizza off your forehead. You'll look at yourself in the mirror and you'll see that your face is covered with wrinkles. All around your mouth, around your eyes, up over your ears. And when you furrow your brow, it looks like a rump roast made out of corduroy. Now, wrinkles is caused by one thing only. You got too much skin there. You go to a cosmetic surgeon, they're happy to cut the skin off for you. Or if you're on a budget, I guess you could duct tape wires to the skin and then tighten it up with a little winch hidden in your hat. But I'll tell you a simple way to get rid of wrinkles. Put on weight. Oh yeah, you just eat and eat and eat until you fill up all that extra skin. You see, Mother Nature gave you that skin thinking you'd be a lot fatter by now. Don't let her down. It's just that simple. Fat is the safest and simplest cure for wrinkles. You ever see a wrinkled pig? No, sir. So just go nuts, fill your face every day, and then one day when your heart explodes and your friends are leaning over your extra wide coffin, they'll comment on how young you look. Remember, I'm pulling for you. We're all in this together.
Later at the Hall of Justice.
Now, this will be a very, very quick talk break because it's almost the top of the hour, and I will have to go. So we're going to end with one last tune, one that I always like to play for anyone's birthday. It's by Tom Chopin, and any longtime listener to the broadcast is probably familiar with this song, but it's good, it's lighthearted, it's fun. A very good point made about that disclaimer ID. That's more appropriate for Nick and Bob's, and you're exactly right. But it's something I made, so that's why I play it. Because I think my show's about as offensive as a dirty diaper. Which I guess can be pretty offensive. So we're going to end with this one last song. And because the Random Venison archive that I threw throughout last week, or I tried to do, or 2 weeks ago, didn't play, I'm going to actually play that after the show's done. So for anyone who wants to hear some vintage venison stew, stay tuned after this one. So we're going to get to this right now because it's almost time. And again, I do want to thank everyone for tuning in tonight, whether you caught this live, whether you're listening to this after the fact. It's very much appreciated. I know that my schedule is very inconsistent, but I try to be around when I can. So we'll do one last tune here, and then I'll wind up the show.
You're tuned in to John Clower with the John Zone.
Oh, I've wasted my life.
My birthday morning, the sun was sinking low. I put my clothes on inside out and down the stairs to go. The house was decorated, but something was awry. The doorbell rang and all the gang walked in and said goodbye. At Backwards Birthday Party, where everything's out of whack. The Backwards Birthday Party, the party day birthwards back. We ate the birthday cake first, which stirred up quite a fuss. Then we blindfolded the donkey and he pinned the tail on us. The treasure hunt went nowhere, but no one got depressed, 'cause I wrapped up all my presents and gave one to every guest. The Backwards Birthday Party, where everything's out of whack. The Backwards Birthday Party, the party day. The ice cream, it was hot, the candles were not. The longer we kept partying, the earlier it got. We'll be right back. word struck three, then two, then one. My party, it was winding down before it had begun. I said, hello, it's time to go, and pushed them out the door. And I was 1 year younger than I'd been the day before. And the backwards birthday party, where everything's out of whack. The backwards birthday party, the party day birthwards back. The party day birthwards back.
The backwards birthday party.
The party day birthwards back. The party day birthwards back. The party day birthwards back.
Moltar, make a note of that.
I can't hear you. I'm breaking up.
Quit it. You're doing that with your mouth.
What was that? Can't hear you. What the?
That's right, everyone. This, of course, means it's time for me to head on out, get to my band practice, and hopefully make some decent music. We'll see. One of these days, I'll go and actually record one of our rehearsals, and I'll play some excerpts, because there's some fun stuff that happens. A little bit less violent than this, but you never know. But again, as I mentioned right before that last track by Tom Chopin, I do want to thank everyone for tuning in this evening for the John Zuh for July 29th, 2023. A very happy birthday to Josalie, and a belated happy birthday to HKC Radio. Rebirthday, really, as it were. I will not be on for the next 2 weeks, as I said, but I should be on in 3 weeks' time. And my ride is actually already here. So, we're going to very awkwardly go over here. And I'm going to just skip to the end here. So until then, this is John saying goodbye. he's early.
Hey, boys, Stimpy. We sure had fun today, didn't we? So long, kids. Come on, Stimpy, say goodbye.
Where are we going?
The show's over. See you next time.
Next time? When's that?
Pretty soon. Don't worry.
Pretty soon? How long is that?
In a little while, man.
A little while? What'll we do till then?
Why, you could shampoo the rug, eat your creamed asparagus. You could keep yourself busy with this.
Oh, joy!
Goodbye, folks.
Goodbye, folks.